Do you know that when we ask God to forgive us of our sins, He is faithful and just to cleanse us of our sins and of all unrighteousness, and therefore our lives will be changed, and our lives will also have an impact and make a difference on others around us.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so thankful you can join us here today on Truth and Fact, and we're dealing with Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose sin is forgiven. And that's right, David began, number one, to praise the Lord. There was joy in his heart when he confessed his sin before the Lord. My friend, when you have confessed your sin and repented of it, there will be a joy and a peace and a love of God that will fill and flood your soul. But secondly, we talked about the fact that David at first tried to conceal his sin. The most miserable people on the face of the earth are Christians that are trying to hide some kind of sin in their life because they know it's wrong and the Holy Spirit brings conviction. But thirdly, I want to talk about David acknowledging his sin. Verse 5, Psalm 32, I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. My friend, that's when you and I can experience a change. When is that? After we confess our sin to the Lord. Life on a higher plane is available when we confess our sins unto God, when we stop hiding our iniquities, and when we accept His forgiveness. But notice, we confess to God. We hide not our iniquities from Him. It doesn't say that we confess to anybody else or that we hide our iniquities from a priest or a preacher. It strictly says, I acknowledge my sin unto thee. And then He says, thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Hallelujah. He forgives. He forgets, He cleanses, He renews, and He restores. Well, now what? Well, fourthly, let's talk about the outcome. Psalm 32 and 6, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Well, what can we learn from these verses? Well, number one, I learned that the godly are affected. You see, they learn that if you can be forgiven, then they can be forgiven also. Psalm 32 and 6, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. In other words, your testimony is going to have an effect on others. That's right, my friend, your testimony will have impact. Your testimony will influence others. Others will see a difference. They will see a change. They will see what God has done in your life, and that will encourage them to seek the Lord themselves. It will cause others to draw closer to Jesus. They will see the power of the gospel of Christ working effectively in your heart, and hope will begin to stir in their hearts. Have you ever noticed that when somebody is healed, how it causes a stirring in others' hearts? They say, if God can heal them, then I know that He can heal me. When somebody gets saved, it causes a stirring in their hearts to pray for others to get saved. When somebody is delivered from drugs or alcohol, it causes others to pray for deliverance. And when somebody is baptized with the Holy Ghost, it causes others to seek for the baptism themselves. Yes, my friend, your testimony will have an impact on others. The Christian life will affect others. Your relationship with Jesus will touch others. It will speak to others. Praise God. They may not say anything, but I want you to know your life does say something, because people watch, they look, they listen. Let them see God working in your life, and through that they will know that what we have and believe is not something that's fake or false or phony, but something that is real and genuine.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.